Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa mthwaka zomuhle ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 28 kumabasa 2023. Igama lami nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Inhlanganiso ecubungula imisebenzi yenkohlakalo emazweni omhlaba e-The Century yethule umbiko namuhla oveza ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga baphatheke emsebenzini yenkohlakalo ephathelanelo kugetshwa lokuthengiswa kwe-chrome. Umthethwandaba kamantshi eHarare wethese umkhokheli webandla le-Transform Zimbabwe umnumzana Jacob Ngarivume isigwebo sokupika okwenyanga ezine ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokutshotshozela udlakela. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uphenyo olwethu lwe-inhlanganiso elwisana lenkohlakalo emhlabeni jikelele e-The Century namuhla luveza ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga baphatheke kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo ephathelane lokuthengiswa lokugetshwa lokuthengiswa kwe-chrome eZimbabwe. Umnangagwa usanda kuchaywa njalo ngomsakazo we-Al Jazeera ukuthi uphatheke ekuhuquluzweni kwegolide. I-The Century ithi ngemva kokuthenga inkampani emba i-chrome eZimbabwe e-African Chrome Fields nge-$120 million, usomabhizimusi wakwele South Africa uZunaidi Moti wahlawula amankampani alawulwa ngomnangagwa loChiwenga imali engange $3 million. UMavis Gama usipha lolu daba.
Ababethiweyo kulombiko wabele Century ukuba baphatheke kule inkohlakalo emsebenzini wokwembiwa kwe-chrome bagoqela usomabhizimusi wase-South Africa umnumzana Zunaidi Moti eZimbabwe kulomongameli Mnangagwa lemuli yakhe ikakhulu indodana yakhe u-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr., umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga, umnumzana Lishon Chipango, umahluli uJustice George Chiweshe, umnumzana Kudakwashe Tagwirei labanye. Lumbiko uphuma ngemva komunye umfanekiso we-documentary oveza inkohlakalo emsebenzini wokuthengwa lokuthengiswa kwegolide eyethulwa ngumabonakude emsakazweni owe-Al Jazeera phansi kwesihloko esithi Gold Mafia. Lo sokungumbiko wesibili phakathi kwenyanga eyodwa obika ngokuphatheka kwemuli kaMnangagwa lezihlobo labangane bakhe kunkohlakalo eyenzakala eZimbabwe kuhuquluzwa umnotho welizwe. Ingcwethi yecubungula ezomnotho umnumzana Masimba Kuchera upha umbono wakhe ngombiko wabe-The Century olesihloko esithi Spin Cash ethi kulusizi ukuba imisebenzi yenkohlakalo elizweni iqhubeka ikhomba kunkokheli yelizwe.
Kaninginingi sikhuluma siyayilwisa i-corruption senza umlomo nje siyichothoza, kodwa kathesi sokumele sifuna ukuthi labo abephula umthetho kumele babotshwe.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube owenhlanganiso ebona ngezamalungelo abathengi ye-National Consumer Rights Association NACORA uthi eleZimbabwe libulawa inkohlakalo.
Igxilile okumangalisayo lempande ezitshonayo iyaqansiye khona lemahofisini amakhulu, yingakho-ke ilizwe lingasoze livuke noma sekutheni. Labo abafanele balakhe ilizwe bayalitshontshela ilizwe. Kukhulunywa ngokuthi ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi, kanti-ke ilizwe litshontshelwa ngabanikazi.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni ye-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union in Zimbabwe, umnumzana Themba Kuye Moyo, laye upha umbono wakhe ngalumbiko.
indaba yespin cash lay iyasivezela nje ukuba asila zinkokheli. UPresident ugangile enkohlakalweni. UVice President ugangile enkohlakalweni. Pho ngubani oqotho?
Omunye wabalwela umbuso wentando kaZulu, umnumzana Charles Nyoni, uthi okwenzakalayo kuveza sobala ukuthi uhulumende kaMnangagwa kachiyananga ngitsho lakancane lokamuyi umnumzana Robert Mugabe.
Bavela uMugabe sasakhona betyontsha bebona ukuthi iZimbabwe inenotho njalo ilezinto eziningi abangakwanisa ukuzenza ukuthi bathole imali.
Imizamo yokuthola abogatsha lwezokwenjiwa kwamatshe aligugu elizweni ibe lephutha. Njengoba unobhala walo umnumzana Fungwa Kunaka ubengaphenduli imibuzo ayithunyelweyo isikhulumeli se-commission ebona ngezenkohlakalo elizweni eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, unkosikazi Thandiwe Mhlobane utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi bona abakawutholi umbiko wabe The Sentry, ngakho-ke bengazake batsho lutho ngawo okwakhathesi. Kodwa umphathintambo wezokwethulwa kwemibiko, unkosikazi Monica Mchangwa, utshele uZulu ngemva kokuphuma kwedokumentari yabe Al Jazeera eye Gold Mafia ukuthi kuzamele bajeziswe bonke abaphatheka kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo, kodwa kuze kube manje akekho osethe wabotshwa owaphunyiswa kuyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Umkhokheli webandla le-Transform Zimbabwe umnumzana Jacob Ngarivume wetheswe isigwebo sokupika okweminyaka emine yinkantolo kamantshi namuhla kulandela ukufunyana kwakhe elecala lokutshotshozela udlakela izolo. Ngarivume ubikwa wadala leli cala ngomnyaka ka-2020. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umantshi Seresu Chakanyuka ucine esithi uNgarivume uzahlala ejele kweminyaka emithathu ngemva kokubeka eceleni umnyaka nxa engahlala iminyaka ethile engadalanga icala linye. Wala lokuthi ahlawulele ifayini kuleli cala esithi ukumvumela ukuthi enze njalo kungalulaza icala elikhulu alidalayo. Abathutshisi bakahulumende batshele idale ukuba uNgarivume ulabalandeli abaningi, kungakho umbiko wakhe wawulakho ukubangela udlakela elizweni. Bathe kungasi mapholisa lenhlangothi zikahulumende kwakuzaba lodlakela olumangalisayo elizweni. Kodwa igqwetha likaNgarivume umnumzana Love Momaduku utshele umthethwandaba ukuba akulacala eladalwa uNgarivume esithi umthethwandaba uthole ele cala loba nje kungela bufakazi bokuba nguye loba hatshi owaloba kuTwitter.
Because that we were looking at the sentence, the court rejected our plea for a fine.
Idale lalile ukuba sibhadale imali, bathe okungcono ukuthi aye ejele. Bathe uzahlala kweminyaka emine ejele, uzahlala kweminyaka emithathu, kutsho uMadugu.
Umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC umnumzana Felix Mafa uthi bayethuswa isigwebo lesi.
Kutshengisa ukuthi sibili lapho siyakhona kunzima kubi, angazi ukuthi abantu baza kubona njani. Thina sesifundisa abantu, satshela abantu sokukibo ukuthi bananzeleli ukuthi umthwalo lo wayesowe-CCC ngama-citizen abahlali beZimbabwe.
Incishiko zombusazo umnumzana Tshenisani Ntungagwa uthi kusobala ukuba uhulumende ulwisa abantu abamphikisayo.
Asinazeleleni ukuthi mase siya ekukhedelwa ama-elections, akula mcabango ukuthi abanye bayavalelwa ukukhanya ukukhuluma, ngoba kungangcono ukuthiwa khona kula ma-elections.
UNgarivume ubikwa watshotshozela udlakela empikweni awuloba ekhasini lakhe lenkundleni yokuxhumana ye-Twitter, ekhuthaza uZulu ukuthi angene emgwaqweni etshengisele ngomnyaka ka-2020 ekhonona ngokungamanga kuhle komumo elizweni. Lokhu kutshengisela kakusaqhutshwanga ngemva kokuboshwa kwakhe uNgarivume labanye abagoqela intatheli izindaba uWopho Shingono lommeli wezengeza edayela ephalamende umnumzana Job Sikhala. UNgarivume uyalilandela leli cala esithi asuye owaloba kuTwitter, njalo lelo khasi kasilo lakhe abambophela lona. Ukugwetshwa lokhu kuza ngesikhathi isiphathamandla se-CCC uJob Sikhala esele nyanga ezilithumi evalelwe ngamacala amaningi agoqela eligwetshwe ngalo uNgarivume. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Uvulwe ngokusemthethweni namuhla umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair iZITF yinkosi yamaSwati uKing Mswati III namuhla ekhatshwe ngumongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Ababukisa impahla etshiyeneyo ezithi ITF 2023 lamhlanje baqale ukuthenga lokuthengisa abakulungisayo eZimbabwe International Trade Fair Showgrounds ukuZulu. Kunkulumo yakhe yokuvula okusemthethweni umbukiso wezithi ITF 2023, uKing Mswati III unxuse abeZimbabwe ezweni lakhe ukuthi bazoqhuba amabhizimusi esithi kuqakathekile ukuba amazwe awezwekazi leAfrika aqinise ubudlelwane.
I am now pleased to declare the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair 2023 officially open.
UKing Mswati III, lomongameli Mnangagwa, lomsekeli wakhe, umnumzana Chiwenga, bavakatshele ama-stands ahlukeneyo, bafika la ku-stand yeMelika, eBrithani, leyomanyano wamazwe aphetsheya awe-European Union. Embukisweni weMelika, uKing Mswati III, lomongameli Mnangagwa, bamukelwe ngumeli walelo lizwe eZimbabwe, unkosazana Elaine French, lapho abaxoxe ngezama bizimusi eMelika lakuleli uhlanganisa lokubukisa lonyaka ezithi ITF 2023. Unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni, umphathi ntambo wamabhizimusi amancane azimeleyo, ukhuluma kabanzi ngombukiso walonyaka.
Sihambe province by province, so singusa abantu ukuthi babuye bazobona ukuthi umongameli in 5 years ubenzeleni. Kwenzela ukuthi kabe kusilele, sihambe phela emakhaya siyokonnecta lama ministers of state, lama government officials, ukwenzela ukuthi sincediswe ngokuphakemeni.
Elimelika lilabasakhulayo elibancedisa ngemisebenzi ehlukeneyo yezandla okugoqela umnumzana Tichao Namoyo obonye usizo alutholayo.
Lapha ngincediswa ambassador ye-America, so ngi-under i-organization ye-ITF Zimbabwe Trust. Ngishowcase izikhwama zami nama-keyholders zami.
Isitendi sombukiso wabeMelika kulenhlangothi ezehlukeneyo zikahulumende ezigoqela olwe-United States Agency for International Development lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo ezithola usizo ngaphansi kwayo i-USAID, abe-US President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, iPEFA, inhlelo zemfundo yaphezulu lamakolishi ama-university ehlukeneyo, i-American Space ekobulawayo, isigodlo sommeli weMelika eZimbabwe, i-US Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Zimbabwe, le-Education USA, labanye. Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo esingene kumbukiso walonyaka, uMartin Ncube, unqome umbukiso walonyaka.
Hayi, khaya bayachaza mfana. Sisesilesikhathi singiratshe. So bani hayi bazakholisa abantu.
Umbukiso wamabhizimusi wezithi ITF walonyaka uqhutshwa phansi kwendikimba ethi Transformative Innovation Global Competitiveness. Amazwe angamachumi amabili lanye abukisa lonyaka lamankampani edlula kancane ngamakhulu amahlanu 533 asenkundleni eZimbabwe International Trade Fair Showgrounds. Abaqondisa lombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair bathi olonyaka uthuthuke ngesilinganiso songamachumi amathathu ekhulwini 30% ngemva kokwehla ngenxa yobhubhane lweCOVID-19 nyakenye. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ikobulawayo ezithi ITF Grounds, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. Uhulumende kamongameli Joe Biden weMelika wanzise ngezijeziso zenotho asezethese inhlanganiso ye-Russian Federation Federal Security Service kanye le-Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps ngokubopha mahlayana isizalwane zeMelika lokuzivalela ngaphandle komthetho. Oke waba ngumsekeli kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Mike Pence ufakaze phambi komthethwandaba ocubungula umnumzana Donald Trump ngakwenzayo ukuzama ukuphazamisa impumela yokhetho luka-2020. Uhulumende kamongameli Joe Biden njalo ubike ngokuvulwa kwendawo zokugcinela abantu abayabe bedinga ukuphephela abavela kwele Guatemala lele Colombia emngceleni weMelika leMexico. Izakhamizi zeVictoria Falls zithi sezithwele nzima ngensikizi esezisabalele ezindlini kuleli dolobho. Lokhu zokudale ukuthi umasipala axwayise izethekeli ukuthi zingalokothi ziye endaweni ezilodubo lolu. Kubika uNokuthaba Dlamini.
Iningi lezakhamizi eVictoria Falls lithi kalisabuquthi ubuthongo kulandela ukuhlaselwa zinsikizi ezindlini. Njalo idolobho leli lithi izethekeli akumelanga zihambe elokitshini lechinodimba ezigabeni ezigoqela uWard 6 loWard 10 kanye laUWard 11 emfelandawonye leGarikai. Loba abantu bethwebuza kuze kuse, abaqondisi bamahotela bathi insikizi lezi azikangeni endaweni ezithakazelelwa izethekeli ezivela kwamanye amazwe laseZimbabwe. Umnumzana Clement Mukwasi omele inhlanganiso ye-Employers Association for Tourism and Safari Operators uthi sebekhuthaze izisebenzi ezivela endaweni lezi ukuthi zinanzelele ukuba zingathwali izibungu lezi ziyetshiya emahoteleni lakumalodges.
Kumele sikhangele siyenze i-hygiene e-right, sizame all means ukuthi sibe sisprayer lakho nxa sesibuya emsebenzini singafaki ama-handbag ethu eduzane lembheda kumbe eduzane lomduli, and nxa silala laphana singafaki imbheda eduzane lomduli.
Unkosikazi Mavis Shoko ohlala kuWard 6 esikhwahleni uthi insikizi lezi zimemethekiswa yikuthi bahlala bezimuli ezintathu kumbe ezine kukamela elilodwa elehlukaniswe ngamalembu kumbe amakhabothi.
Ukuhlala kwangikhona irumu eliyi-1 siyashare, sometimes abanye bashiya bengu-3 ngapha belabantwababo. Uthole kungumama lobaba labantwana maybe bengu-3 mbe abanye bengu-4. Inhlalo yangikhona ngoba ikakhulu mina thatha umuthi ngithi ngiyaspray endaweni yami lapho engihlala khona lwana omunye umakhelwane yabengelayo.
Unkosikazi Shoko labanye omama bakhala kakhulu ngokuthi insikizi lezi zithwalele kakhulu abantwana ubhulo osekusenza ukuthi bengalali ebusuku, njalo abanye sebehlala bequbukile lemizimba ichisa. Esinye njalo isakhamuzi sendawo le uMandimande uthi uhlupho lolu lubangelwa yisimo sezindlu zekhansilini abahlala kizo.
Uhlupho lwensikizi silalo kakhulu, njalo le mduli yethu le esihlala kiyo isigugile igcwele imkinki kakhulu ngoba yikho ukucatsha khona la kakhulu emabhesini embheda nxa yuvena umatrasi ungani usugugile, yikho kutholakala khona kakhulu. Kuyaluma sibili kwizinto lokhu ngoba ungawuluma uyavuka uqubukile umzimba wonke, ungaba ulwane olegazi elibi kuyagcina kuwuthiya amasipoti ususala umzimba usulamatopotopo amnyama.
Umnumzana Kelvin Moyo obona ngezokuphatha kukazulu kunhlanganiso ye-Victoria Falls Combined Residents Association uthi bazama ukwenqabela ukuthi insikizi lezi zingathwalelwa kwezinye indawo ezigoqela amahotela lama-lodges.
Thina sizahamba e-councilini njenge-association ukwenzela ukuthi siyekhulumisana le-council ukuthi idinge imithi e-effective ezabulala izibungu lezi insikizi. Ngalokhu senzela ukuthi isigaba sethu se-Victoria Falls indawo ofika khona izethekeli, njalo siyabe singafuna ukuthi izibungu lezi zimemetheke zize zifike emalodging lakuma hotels ngoba kuyabe kuza affecta izethekeli zethu, njalo ku-affecte le business yethu esiyabe siyikhangelele kakhulu njengoba thina sasivela ku-COVID-19.
Umphathintambo wekhansilini umnumzana Ronnie Dube uthi baphezu kohlupho lolu.
Izisekezi zikhona ku-Ward 9 la-Ward 10 kakhulu, so we are trying as council to identify I'm affected the properties.
Abacubunguli bezempila kahle bekhansilini babika ukuba insikizi lezi zingakuluma uyasala uvuvukile njalo ulamachata abomvu alumayo. Ezinye izitshengiselo ngemva kokulunywa zigoqela ukuswela ubuthongo. Bakhuthaze uZulu ukuthi nxa selohlupho lolu ahlanze impahla emanzini abilayo, achaye ingubo zokulala elangeni njalo avale imigenge emidulwini yezindlu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Victoria Falls nginguNokuthaba Dlamini.
Umbiko osanda kwethulwa inhlanganiso ebona ngokuhamba kwabantu phakathi kwamazwe e-International Organization for Migration, i-IOM, uthi kungene abantu abanengi ukwedlula abaphumileyo eZimbabwe ngenyanga edluleyo ekambimbitho. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi abanye abeZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa sebephelelwa ngamaphepha okuhlala kulelo lizwe. Umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba.
Inhlanganiso ye-IOM ithi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezidlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amane i-43,758 ezingene kumbe zaphuma elizweni ngombimbitho, abangaphezu kwengxenye ekhulwini 58% ngabangene elizweni kulabanye abavela kule South Africa abalencwadi esiziphela ezeZimbabwe exemption permits, noma nje inombolo esikhitshwe yi-IOM zingatshengisi ukuthi bangaki abeZimbabwe akade behlala eSouth Africa asebephindela ekhaya. Kulabanye abathi sebefuna ukuyahlala le muli zabo ekhaya, kukanti abanye bathi babale ngela udlakela lwenzondo kwabo kuza olusabalele okwethusayo kulelo lizwe. I-IOM ikhulume labadlula amakhulu amabili akade bephethe amaphepha ama special permits emngceleni we-Bait Bridge ngesikhathi kuqoqwa ugwalo labangena labaphuma elizweni. Inani eliphezulu litshengise ukuthi libuyela eZimbabwe uyahlala lemulu, kanti abadlula isithupha ekhulwini batshengise ukuthi udlakela luqhamuka njalo nje kwele South Africa selubaxotshile. Unkosazana Nobuhle Vijay ajithi oyenobuhle Foundation esebenza kakhulu labeZimbabwe kule South Africa uthi isifiso sokuthi abantu baphindele ekhaya sikhona.
Banenga bakhala abadinga uxhaso in terms of resources ukuthi babuyele ekhaya bayiqala kakusha, but what is stopping them is that ayiki imali yokubuyela yona, even ye-bus ticket. Abanenge baza bazocela i-organization yethu ukuthi ibaxhase ngamatikiti amabhasi ukuthi babuyele ekhaya.
Igqwetha umnumzana Velempini Ndlovu ophathisa beZimbabwe ngokuthola amaphepha okuhlala kule South Africa uthi isimo esikhona sitshengisa inengi lilokhe lesifiso sokuhlala kule South Africa kulokubuyela ekhaya.
Izinga labantu aba-applyela ama-waiver selinyuke ngendlela ethusayo ukuthi ama days wonke aka April naka May ukuthi abantu babhukhe bahambe baye submita isicelo sokufaka ama waiver sephelile wonke.
Undlovu njalo uthi isimo ekhaya sikavumeline ngelihlala eSouth Africa ukuthi babuyele, noma nje bebhekane lokuphela kwamaphepha. Noma nje abantu sebephelele izincwadi zama special permits kwele South Africa njalo kulodlakela kwabokuza, iningi ebeliphuma elizweni lingena eSouth Africa belisiyadinga amathuba emsebenzi. Umnumzana Mthabisi Dube salwane seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa uthi indaba zamaphepha uhlala indaba ekhathaza kakhulu.
Uma usithi uyalanda ama immigration lawyer ukuthi bawusize usukhanyela ukuthi sungabhadala imali engaba ngange $1,000 ukuthi bakusize nje ungakabhadali ze home affairs. So isimo sakhona sibi kakhulu, abanye abantu sebeze be give up sebengabantu babuyele emakhaya.
Kusenjalo ugwalo lwe-IOM lutshengisa ukuthi inenge laphuma eZimbabwe ngombimbitho lalisiya kwele South Africa lilandelwa yi-Mozambique. Kutshengisa ukuthi inani labantu abangena kwele Botswana selehlile liyisithupha ekhulwini okufana lenani elangena kwele Zambia. Iningi labantu abaphuma elizweni ngelisuka emhlubulweni we-Matabeleland South lona elingene kakhulu elizweni le-South Africa, kukanti abanye bangene kwele Botswana. Abanye kade bephuma besiyathenga impahla kumbe behamba ngezamabhizimusi, ikakhulu bengena kwele Mozambique kanye leZambia. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze Studio 7 ngiseHabron kwele Botswana.
Kithi woza woza Friday my darling, woza Friday umsebenzi upoke.
Woza Friday silomculi wezokholo uKnowledge Nkiwane odabuka eNkayi eGwamba Valley endaweni yesingeni. Okwamanje usebenza kwele South Africa lapho adinga khona amadlelo aluhlaza kwezomculo. Kubika uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Akasekho imhlabeni, akasekho uLazarus,
bekhalo Martha no Maria bathi Nkosi ulate babekhalo Martha no Maria bathi Nkosi ulate bathi Nkosi ulate.
Unkiwane ngumculi osedume kakhulu eZimbabwe naseSouth Africa. Yekela sizwe ukuthi uqale nini ezomculo.
Unolwethu Nkiwane uqala ukucula kubo 96 kodwa ukucula sibe lama recordings siqale ngo ngicula le group ebizwa Gospel Impact saba lama album ay 3 2003 up to 2010 then ngo 2011 yilapho engiphume khona ngaqala ukucula sengihamba solo sengicula ngedwa kuze kube manje
baphethe idethi selikhe bathi Nkosi ulate bathi Nkosi ulate bathi Nkosi ulate bathi Nkosi ulate.
Unkiwane sathola isicoco ezimbalwa zokuba ngumculi olohlonzi eMzansi laseZimbabwe. Selamadla akhe amaningi awaphekileyo.
2011 kipi album ethi uJesu uyazi. Bazokhumbula abalandeli bakaNolwethu Nkiwane ethi uJesu uyazi khuleka khuleka mntakababa. 2014-2015 ngakhipha i-album ethi Lento kaJehova. Yingumlilo lento ehambe yathatha ama-award ngabo 2015 kuma-Gauteng Gospel Music Award eSouth Africa. 2017 ngenza i-album ethi Uvukile uLazaro. 2019 senze i-album ethi Ingoma ethi Ngihamba Ngigunyayila.
Kwane bathi sehlale isikhathe eside engabaphekelanga idlalathe elitsha.
Angithulanga. Siyapheka, siyabe lokho esithule sipheka, sipheka, sipheka. Uyeza umsebenzi womunye omutsha. Ikhona iproject engiyenzayo manje ezophuma maybe next week ethi yona namhlanje iwakheli altare uNkulunkulu wakwamafure fure. Namhlanje ngiwakheli altare iproject ezayo.
Tshela abalaleli ukuthi umculo wakho utholakala ngaphi Nkiwane?
Wonke nje ama digital stores. Uyakwazi ukuthola ku Spotify, uyakwazi ukuthola udownload libuka ama video. Kanti futhi ngikhona kubo TikTok, ngikhona ku Facebook, ngikhona ku Instagram as uKnowledge Nkiwane. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uphiwe ithuba namhlanje la ekhaya, uNkulunkulu omusa alibusise emakhaya.
Njengabaculi abaningi uKnowledge Nkiwane ucela ukusekelwa nguZulu ikakhulu amakampani ukuthi bamncedise ngemali yokupheka umculo wakhe. Munye usilaye uhlelo wasa Woza Friday ikamramu yenza Jesus Band.
Umculi wegospel uKnowledge Nkiwane esigqibela uhlelo lwethu. Kulife Talk namhlanje sikhangela umbiko owethulwe inhlanganiso yethe Century, yona ethi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga baphatheke kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo ephathelane lokuthengiswa kanye lokwenjiwa kwechrome eZimbabwe. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Umkhokeli webandla leTransform Zimbabwe umnumzana Jacob Ngarivume wetheswe isigwebo sokupika okweminyaka emine ngemva kokufunyanwa elecala lokutyotyozela udlakela. Kwanele yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.